President Trump's big, beautiful boom ag bill for agriculture didn't work out. He said that China is going to buy billions and billions of dollars of soybeans. Well, they dang well better, because 25 million metric tons of beans, new crop, which is what they're supposed to be on, going to come by, that's going to take $12 billion. That's more than just billions and billions. No, that's $12 billion, and we need to see that continue to happen. But yesterday and today, the market went, really? And, of course, liquidation bust. The market was all bulled up. You had corn at new highs for the year. You had soybeans at the best levels for the year. November beans, new contract highs for the year. Wheat, well, what can I say? New contract highs. Everything was loaded up. And when they said, what? We went into a spill that just wouldn't stop yesterday. A little bounce last night, hoping that last night's re-meeting would find something, and it didn't. So the market just purged itself today of excess open interest. So we're basically probably playing into Trump's or China's hand, where it's kind of like an episode of the Apprentice, where there's a big surprise coming, and that is, surprise, surprise, we're going to bust the grain market via the Board of Trade doing what it always does, and that's what it did yesterday and today. And now, wouldn't it be something if China was buying grains next week? Consider this morning, Italy, of all countries, Italy bought 150,000 metric tons of soybean meal from the U.S. That's because they're still having problems like the Netherlands had a few weeks ago. They don't like the phytosanitary certificates they're getting, so they don't want to deal with our Brazil and Argentina had that big fire in one of the largest crushing plants. So they bought it from the U.S. That had soybean meal up $10 a metric ton this morning before getting trimmed back. It basically tried to get beans up on the session. They did, but then it just faded is what happened. And so with that, we are lower across the board in washout style. Wheat's getting a bit of a bounce here now off our earlier lows in the session. That's because at the lows of the day, it was up 5 cents on the week after being up 75 cents on the week on that big, beautiful wheat crop report we had earlier in the week. So right now, down the line, with the exception of soybean products, soybean meal up $1.90 a ton at $334.40 for July meal. July bean oil up 16 cents at $73.82. That's because crude oil, both front two contracts, the expiring June and the current active July, are above $100 a barrel. Apparently, Trump's going to blow up Iran over the weekend because he's mad at them, but he kind of kept it to himself while he was over in China. You know, Trump's kind of like one of those guys where he has the right to remain silent, like Ron White would say, but not the ability to remain silent. Remember Ron White, the comedian who got thrown out of a bar in New York City? So he didn't. So nonetheless, maybe we'll see something happen. The beans down 15 and three quarters on July, 11.76 and three quarters. July corn down 10 and three quarters, 4.56 and three quarters. July wheat Chicago off 23 cents, 6.35. Kansas July down 18 cents, 6.87 and a quarter. But that's 7 cents off their lows of the session already. Wheat in Minneapolis down 18 and a quarter, 6.84 and a quarter. September Minneapolis wheat off 17 and three quarter cents, 7.05 and a quarter. Cattle futures, we are on the rebound today. Box beef market solid again. We're seeing gains on both choice and select. And I'm trying to pull it. Here we go. I got it. Up $1.41 on choice, 3.88.86 select. Up $1.62 at $390.62. We're back premium. That's select over choice because we have so much fat cattle that are heavy, heavy, heavy waddling over the scales. Lots of choice beef available. And so the box beef markets is still recovering. We're seeing the board back up after yesterday's horrible close. June cattle up $1.22, $253.30. August up $1.10, $247.25. Feeder index gaining is off today, $2.40 at $370.83. The 1 day, $375.27. On the board, we are up $1.10 on May, $368.67. August gaining $2.62. That's at 360.62. September feeders up 320, 358.42. Hogs, June contract down 87 cents, 98.65. July down $1.37 to 103.17. And as we take a peek at the gold, losing $120 an ounce at $4,565. July silver down $7.64, 77.68 as the dollar heads back up towards par. We're up 41 cents right now at 99.14. Bitcoin, May, down $2,085, $79,535. And in the crude oil, back over 100, June crude oil, up $4 a barrel, $105.16. That expires on the 19th. July crude oil, the active contract, up $3.76 at $100.68. While we take a quick look at the products, go the gasoline, July, up 9 cents a gallon, $3.55. Diesel fuel for July, up 14 cents a gallon, $3.91.58. On the, any action you want to find out about, check out our newsletter. We put out intraday alerts, all kinds of fun stuff to keep you informed of what's going on, even some trade ideas every now and then. Heartlandinvest.com. Check it out. 30 days free. Thanks for listening. And have yourself a profitable day.